views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my...
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today, we have two terrific guests with us. First half of the hour, we have Dr. Tom France Scott, and at 4:30, joining us is Dr. Harriet Katsouris from Lyme Research Alliance. So let's welcome Dr. France Scott first, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He is a Lyme literate naturopathic doctor and visionary teacher who seeks to inspire and empower individuals to reclaim their health and vitality naturally and mindfully. Dr. Tom is the founder and director of Dr. Tom's Tonics in Rhinebeck, New York, a wellness center and natural pharmacy, where he specializes in customized cleansing programs and natural approaches to treating Lyme disease and other tick-borne infections. Dr. Tom is also a certified holotropic breathwork practitioner and leads healing retreats. He is a member of the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society and American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. So welcome, Dr. France Scott, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. And for our listeners' sake, they might not realize that you actually live and practice in one of the most Lyme-dense areas of the country in the Hudson River Valley of New York.
Yes, I do. I actually grew up here. I grew up on a farm. I've been in the outdoors since my childhood, really. I mean, this is home, basically. So
It's a gorgeous area, that Hudson River Valley. I mean, all those beautiful artists that would paint there and famous people like Washington Irving and, I mean, it was a lot of action in the Hudson River Valley.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place, and we have lots of ticks and deer.
Lots of ticks and deer. So as a natural practicing physician, you must have a really certain... path that you like to follow with people that come down with these infections. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy and what it's like when a patient comes to see you?
I think at the heart of it, you know, my first encounter with them, I take really, I view it in a sacred way. People are here sharing their story. Many times they've probably seen 10 doctors. You know the drill. We've all heard the stories. But, you know, I see many people that have no diagnosis of Lyme. They come in and they have all these symptoms. And sometimes I'm the first person that's mentioned even, you know, testing for Lyme, let alone that they may have Lyme. But it's about really listening to the story. To me, it's about meeting the person where they're at in their journey and kind of respecting that, you know, am I dealing with a frail person or am I dealing with a pretty vital person? And that's going to really tailor my therapies and how I'm going to work with this person and how aggressive I can be or how gentle I need to be. So at the heart of it, to me, it's about Daniel Siegel writes a lot of books on mindfulness And he talks about attunement in terms of the brain and neuroplasticity and really helping change behaviors. And I really take that to heart. I really feel like I need to attune to the person next to me and really often validate what they're saying, because so many doctors haven't had the time to listen to them or not taken into account the full picture. So, you know, we all try our best. It's definitely a big learning experience. But I really try to meet the person, try to hear the story, and try to hear, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or mentally, kind of what are some roadblocks here? What are some obstacles to healing? I'm interested in really looking at how can I help these people heal themselves?
That's a really beautiful model. I really like that, because having walked this Lyme road myself, as you know, I did. I was one of the very frail ones by the time I finally got diagnosed at year 5. And I was so sensitive that, just the wrong light or the air conditioner drafting on me the wrong way or something was enough to really like upset my system. So the gentleness and, as you said, your ability to perceive and attune to the individual is so important in healing. Healing is so much more than just, you know, the medicines and the drugs. Healing's a really special and sacred process.
Yeah, I think the healing is about the heart connection. I mean, I think that Lyme brings up the idea of connection and communication and for people and for myself. It's like, how are we communicating with the environment? You know, how are we communicating with ourselves? How are we connected to ourselves? So, you know, the heart is very powerful, and I can't tell you how many people walk out of here sometimes and they just say, I just like that you listened to me. I mean, if I do nothing else but listen, I feel like that's an achievement, where I'm really focused, really present, because that's the modeling I want for this patient, for any patient, really. I almost don't treat it any differently than I treat anybody else with any other condition, because it's really not about the condition. It's really about who is this person. What is their terrain? What is their landscape about? What is their stress about? What is their life about? And then why are they coming to see me, and how can I be of service, basically?
Yeah. So, Dr. Tom, do you have a sense in general of what makes some of these Lyme cases collapse so and people get really so atrociously compromised?
Well, I think it's a variety of factors. I mean, what I see, I mean, and this is not necessarily what everyone sees, but I guess what walks in the door for me is folks that are, you know, they have the very serious states of condition of Lyme or chronic illness. You know, there's generally a lot of toxicity. You know, I'm thinking about heavy metals. I'm thinking about lifestyle. I'm thinking about food. But I'm thinking about stress. And I'm also thinking about trauma. My experience with the holotropic breathwork, that's a separate conversation, a separate topic. But really what that's informed me is the power of sort of what's held in the body and how trauma can really block healing and block sort of changes in habits and behavior and thoughts. And so I'm particularly interested in, and I see so many people with that history, so that is a little something that I do pay attention to a bit more in a chronic Lyme case than I might in some other types of conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that probably accounts for why some people who maybe have not had as deep issues with trauma maybe get an infection and can pull out of it in short order or with a round or two of antibiotics versus those that have the stress load and, as you said, toxic load, et cetera, on multiple levels. These factors all contribute to cases that are more entwined and difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I think every individual parallels or is a microcosm of the world, right? So the world, what's happening in the world, there's more toxicity, there's more stress, there's more seemingly war, unfortunately. there are parallels. You know, I believe that we, you know, each of us has, you know, that holographic sort of model. And for some folks, they're in that real rough spot where there is more toxicity. The food issues are really strong. Food allergies, GMO foods, you know, the gut microbiome is not well or
EMFs,
balanced.
EMFs, right?
EMFs, the whole gambit. And I think that, yeah, we're all a reflection of what's happening outside of us. And if we... You know, if we, I say this in my cleansing retreat, you know, if we cleanse individually, I feel like we contribute to having a cleaner environment. You know, I believe that.
Yes, I hear you. And, Dr. Tom, it's time for us to take a station break, but I just want to mention to our listeners that Dr. Tom Francescott will be leading a cleansing detox program at Omega Institute the weekend of May 9th. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a week long, actually. It's a weekend or a 7-day, starting May 9th.
Yep. May 9th. Okay, great. Well, when we come back from the station break, let's talk more. So everyone, stay tuned. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit I Am Energy.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. We're visiting with Dr. Tom Francescott, who is from Rhinebeck, New York. And Dr. Tom, could you elaborate a little bit more about this detoxification retreat that you are leading in May?
Well, it's a great retreat. I've been doing it for about 5 years now, and it's a week long. You know, the foundation of it is food-based, obviously. It's about juicing, and it's about eating a vegan diet. And we are eating. We're not fasting. But essentially the first day, I'm talking about food and cleansing, and then the rest of the week really is about more experiential. It's more about awareness building, about being in touch with our bodies, about understanding what our liver does. It's about understanding mindfulness and how that can be healing in and of itself, and I think that really relates to Lyme, people with Lyme. Being in the moment, being mindful is really important. But yeah, the cleanse is an amazing transformational week for myself. I get inspired. And then we have food demos. I'm going to do a demo this year on fermented foods, how to make them. I'm going to bring in someone that's a really good specialist in that. And so it's weaving naturopathic philosophy in modern day society and looking at the idea of taking a break, resetting, and reevaluating our path, really.
That's great. Everyone needs to do that. We live such accelerated, extended lives these days. And I know myself, right now this very week, I'm in a retreat of silence, except I'm breaking it to do the radio show.
Well, thank you.
Hello, world, right? But people should go to your website, drtomstonics.com, and doctor's spelled out. Tomstonics.com, and they can see more. Now, also, Dr. Tom, you have to share with our listeners, because I'm very excited about this, the weekend that you and I are sharing with Dr. Richard Horowitz at Omega Institute this summer in June. Can you tell our listeners about that so I don't sound like I'm bragging?
Yeah, I'm extremely excited, to tell you, to say the least. I think it's significant that we're having it on solstice. I view that as really significant. But it's a weekend that I'm hoping is different than the standard healing or Lyme workshops that folks have been to or may have heard about. We're, you know, weaving in the idea of really looking at healing rather than just giving information. There's certainly going to be a lot of great information, myself, you, of course, and Dr. Horowitz especially. You know, there's going to be, you know, cutting edge, you know, really current research, up-to-date info, and I think also weaving in some healing experiential type work. You know, we're going to have a fire ceremony, and hopefully that goes in, that's going to incorporate some music on Saturday evening, and really having like a healing fire, bringing in ritual to this process, because I do value ritual, I do value ceremony, and personally that's my healing path. So I'm really excited about the weekend. I think it's going to be a really great weekend for folks in a different way.
Yeah,
where there's going to be more experiential work or more reflection, more time to sort of look at, you know, for the individual, the participant, to really see where they're at in their life in relation to Lyme or just in their life in general.
Yeah, it's going to be very powerful. I mean, the title is Living Well with Lyme Disease Workshop. So I think people need to realize they're not just going to come and sit and listen, but as you said, they're going to participate in their own discovery and healing process. And Dr. Horowitz, you know, one of the most premier physicians in the world on Lyme disease, yeah. will be co-teaching with you and I. So we're going to have the medical, the emotional, the spiritual, the naturopathic. There's going to be support on all levels for people. And I myself will be helping guide people into the mind-body-spirit component of what this illness asks us to dig deep for. What inner tools do we have? What kind of resources, willpower, creativity, intention, affirmation? So June 20th to 22nd, Omega Institute, Rhinebeck, New York. You can Google, is it eomega.org, I think, is
the website. Yeah, eomega.org, yep.
Awesome weekend, everybody. And you've got to come. And it's actually really affordable. And Omega's beautiful. It's just an hour and a half north of New York City and just a couple hours away from Hartford and Boston. So really great location. So I want to ask you, Dr. Tom, because you and I are so like woven into this core understanding. We've been in natural medicine for 30 years, but a lot of our listeners are new. They're coming out of a very firm Western allopathic medical model, and they're looking for, you know, ways to recover their life from Lyme disease and co-infections and other conditions like lupus or, you know, MS, et cetera. So could you just really bring us down to basics and help the average person learn what is naturopathic philosophy? What is natural medicine's, you know, essence?
I would say at essence, it's the idea that we all have the innate ability to heal ourselves. We have the innate wisdom within us. And sometimes it's just helping find what's blocking that from us individually listening to that or hearing that. So I think fundamentally it's about understanding the root cause of an imbalance, not just treating the bugs or the infection, but looking at deeper levels of being. You know, we are spiritual. We're not just a physical body. And if we just mechanically look at, you know, treating symptoms with a medicine, then we're going to really miss the boat on a healing opportunity. So at its root is looking at the body can help itself, and we have to listen to see kind of what might be of need. You know, is there drainage and detox needed? Do we need to support the adrenals? I mean, that's talk about a condition that's really undervalued or overlooked in conventional medical treatment. You know, the poles, the extremes are treated, Addison's or Cushing's, which are just a hyperactive state or an underactive state, but 99% of us fit in between, and supporting the adrenals, which are our kind of the fight or flight glands, the stress glands, just helping support them just simply with food or protein or reducing sugar, that can help a lot in helping someone regain and reclaim themselves. So I think it's looking at the root imbalances. I think it's looking at the whole picture. Who is this person that has this disease? If we focus on the bugs themselves, we miss, I think, some healing opportunities, as you're well aware of and you talk about. We miss the healing opportunities within ourselves. You know, we project onto the ticks and to the bugs this disease, and, you know, it's all about the ticks. And I think that's a narrow view of it. I think we have to expand, and we are expanding our vision of what Lyme is. And living well with Lyme, you know, this may be a chronic condition for many of us. And it's how do we cohabitate with this? You know, it's in our environment, so it's within us. So how do we look at balancing rather than eradicating or killing? Or so it's more homeopathic in that sense, you know, like cures like, and
And I think I would like to add, if you don't mind me saying that, there are so many tools in a naturopath tool bag. You have, you can turn to antibiotics, et cetera, if you need, or other kind of pharmaceuticals, but you have such deep training in nutrition and supplements and herbs and homeopathics and all of these different modalities. As you said, even, you know, like breath work and color therapy.
Food. Our, how we, you know, give ourselves, feed our nutrition, how we feed ourselves, you know, that's, I mean, if we just start with, you know, often with clients, I'm just starting at the basics, the building blocks. And if the food is not there, nutritionally speaking, then how are we going to repair? How are we going to rebuild? And I try to keep it simple with treatment. I see a lot of people that have different varying levels of resources. And, you know, and if people can't afford, you know, lots of supplements, we can work with food. You know, Hippocrates, you know, food is medicine. And, you know, just simply looking at helping someone nutritionally, you know, eat, you know, or looking at gluten, looking at food allergies potentially, looking at the digestion, that's the core of us. So we need to be looking at those things to really,
As you mentioned, the adrenal glands are such a critical player, which is part of the endocrine system, which then throws off the thyroid and the pancreas and the pituitary and sleep disorders, and it goes on and on from there. It's like a daisy chain. So, yeah. Dr. Tom, it's sad to say our visit is coming to an end today. I've really enjoyed having you on Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure really talking to you about Lyme.
Thank you.
Health.
And health and healing and recovery. And I think that
you're living.
And living. Yeah. And you're offering a handhold of security and hope and guidance for those in need. So, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed today's visit with Dr. Frank Scott. Visit his website, drtomstonic.com, and come see us and join in the weekend at Omega Institute, June 20th to 22nd. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Thank you.
This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back after the station break.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
Hello, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. First of all, I have to say to my producer, Brian, that song, I used to sing that to myself in my head when I was sick with Lyme disease. So
really?
Bravo to you.
I did not know that. Do you know who was singing that? I'll tell you who it is.
Who?
Trinidadian-born Billy Ocean.
Oh, Billy Ocean. Love him. That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, anyway, thank you, Brian. And audience, welcome back to Limelight Radio. On our second segment right now, I am so honored to have Lyme Research Alliance on air with me. This is a fantastic organization in Southern Connecticut. And with us today is Dr. Harriet Katsouris. Let me tell you about Lyme Research Alliance, formerly known as Time for Lyme. They are the leading nonprofit funder of research into Lyme and tick-borne diseases. The organization was originally founded by concerned mothers in Greenwich, Connecticut, as the Greenwich Lyme Disease Task Force, and in a little over a decade has ballooned into an organization that has been principally responsible for the creation of the Columbia Research Center for Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases that studies chronic Lyme disease. Lyme Research Alliance rewards grants for innovative, evidence-based research at major universities. The organization has raised over $10 million and will soon be responsible for funding nearly that much in research. Today, I welcome neurologist Dr. Harriet Katsouris, who began to volunteer in the capacity as chief scientific officer of LRA 5 years ago. With the help of Scientific Advisory Board, LRA reviews grant applications and determines the most promising research ventures to receive funding. So welcome, Dr. Katsouris, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much.
It's my honor to have you here today. What a fantastic organization. You have been hard at work down in Southern Connecticut.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit, if you could, for people that are tuning in, about what kind of research venues and programs that you really have been involved in so far.
Okay, well, our process for grant review is basically following the rigorous guidelines established by the National Institutes of Health on a much smaller scale, obviously. And it has to meet certain scientific standards that the NIH applies to its own research grant review process. And what we like to do is to judge grants as to their evidence-based quality and their promising innovative potential. We look at things at grant applications in terms of their ability to affect prevention of Lyme and other tick-borne diseases, diagnostics, more effective and accurate diagnostic testing for Lyme and tick-borne diseases, as well as treatment for both acute Lyme and chronic Lyme disease.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Such critical topics for all of us. And can you share some of the research programs that you've already been involved with?
Sure, absolutely. I can tell you about some of our active, ongoing grant programs right now. We have some amazing work, and what we like to do is to choose projects that may even have the potential to dovetail one another. So, for example, we have people looking at the phenomena known as persisters. These are, just for an example, the Lyme organism, in the face of antibiotics, can become tolerant. Not what we call antibiotic resistance, but antibiotic tolerance, in that the Lyme organism itself goes dormant. It pretends as if it's dead, only to reactivate at a later date. We think that this mechanism is what may be happening in humans themselves. We've seen this in vitro. We've seen this in the lab, but now we're trying to take it a step further and see if this phenomenon actually occurs in a human being. It might be part of the explanation for chronic Lyme disease or for the phenomena that patients think they get treated with antibiotics, they're feeling great, and then all of a sudden they feel like as if the rug were pulled out from under them, and they're sick again, and they say, what the heck is going on? You know, I thought I was cured. And so we have two phenomenal researchers doing that work. We have Dr. Kim Lewis from Northeastern University studying this phenomenon, and Dr. Ying Zhang from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. In fact, these two eminent scientists were just honored at our recent gala with the Lauren F. Brooks Hope Award for their outstanding, promising work in the field of Lyme disease research.
That is tremendous. How exciting that we've got such cutting-edge research going on. It's so necessary because it's estimated that we have, you know, over 10 million people in this country alone sick with chronic forms of Lyme disease.
Yes, those numbers sound like they could be right, because I'm sure you know last August, the CDC finally fessed up and said we have at least 300,000 new cases of Lyme disease per year. And it's well-known phenomenon now. It's been reported and observed by very respectable researchers that despite timely and adequate treatment, there is still a failure rate of 10 to 15% in the acute Lyme disease patient population. So if you take that 10 to 15% failure rate, 300,000 cases per year, it doesn't surprise me that we have 10 million chronic sufferers out there.
Yes, definitely. And so many either do not have a diagnosis or they're lumped in a kind of a quasi-MS, quasi-lupus, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, these sort of, you know, half-in, half-out kind of diagnoses. And
right.
It's fabulous that we're getting the research that Lyme Research Alliance is so devoted to helping us crack the code, really.
Right. Well, I think we try to give our money to researchers who can make the biggest difference. We know how patients are suffering out there and how long it's been, you know, over 30 years now, and a lot of people feel that, you know, not a lot of progress has been made. The fact of the matter is that progress is being made, but this is a very complicated illness, and it's complicated also by the fact that ticks don't only transmit Lyme disease, but there are also co-infections that compound the problem. And on top of that, you have to add individual variations in the types of strains of organisms that you're infected with. Some are more virulent than others. And on top of that, you have to add the patient's own immune system. So you can see how complex this whole picture can be. It's almost like those nested Russian dolls. You keep opening them and finding another one inside. You know, it keeps going on and on and on. But we're very optimistic that in the next couple of years, we're going to have some major answers.
That's wonderful to hear. I have been involved in this story since the year 2000. Actually, I grew up on Long Island and first heard of it, you know, back in the 80s when different people came down with it, but we still thought it was just an acute illness in those days.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that you feel there's promise and hope for some critical discoveries is very encouraging. I do hope that we are able to understand this illness and define it and treat it so that people can fully recover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. It's, you know, we've understand how unique this Lyme organism is as well. We have a researcher, Dr. Valerie Culotta from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, who's looking into how the Lyme bacterium uses metals in our body. Most bacteria thrive on iron. Iron happens to be toxic to Lyme, to the Borrelia burgdorferi organism. It is unique to this bacterium alone. And she is looking at how to capitalize on that with trying to perhaps find drug targets that will be non-toxic to the human host but drive iron into the borrelia selectively while in the human body and try to eradicate the bacterium in a, I guess, as you would say, more natural way, I guess.
That's amazing. Iron. That's interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Koutsouras, stay with me because it's time for our station break.
Okay.
And we got to hear more because this is so interesting what you are pinpointing for us with Lyme Research Alliance. So, audience, stay with us. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Be right back.
Dr. Pat, I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and visiting with us is Dr. Harriet Koutsouras from Lyme Research Alliance. Fascinating information we're learning from Dr. Koutsouras today about some of the research that is going on with Lyme disease, and it's really my privilege to bring this information to you because this is really cutting-edge news. So thank you, Dr. Koutsouras, once again.
You're very welcome.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit more about some of the programs that you're funding and that you're most interested in with research.
Sure. Well, we're very proud to call Dr. John Ocott, an infectious disease specialist from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, as one of our grant recipients and colleagues. He is what I call the doctor's doctor. We gave him seed money about 5-6 years ago to start his SLICE study, they call it. It's a study of Lyme, immunology, and something. I can't remember exactly what SLICE stands for. But anyway, well, he has the most pristine patient group that he has studied from day one of acute Lyme disease. They came in with the erythema migrans rash. He diagnosed them, treated them in standard fashion, and he has been following them all these years. And he has shown that 10 to 15% failure rate. And he is also looking now at how these patients' systems react, this 10 to 15% failure group reacts, so maybe he can unlock some of the mystery behind that. He's also doing fascinating work with Dr. Steven Schutzer of Rutgers and Dr. Mark Eschew of IBIS Biosciences, which is a subsidiary of Abbott Labs. And they're looking at patients with acute Lyme disease and taking a specimen of the skin, of the erythema migrans rash, and of whole blood, and looking at it with space-age technology to study what strain Borrelia is in the rash and or blood. And in so doing, they can identify what strains are confined to the skin alone, what strains are much more infective, much more virulent, and get into the blood. This may mean that one day, when we can analyze the actual strain or strains that a patient is infected with, we can tailor their antibiotic treatment appropriate to the virulence and infectivity of the Borrelia burgdorferi organism. No more guesswork as to, well, you know, we'll give you 3 weeks of doxycycline. Maybe that's not enough, or maybe that's not the right antibiotic for that strain. This is really going to be helpful for the clinician out there who oftentimes it's, you know, guesswork.
They're driving in the dark, I say a lot of the time. So poor things. I mean, I feel awful for some of these frontline physicians that are right out there in the trenches. And they're, as I said, driving in the dark, have to guesstimate their, to the mm-hmm. best of their ability what they're dealing with a patient. So really amazing what you just told us. That's stunning.
Yeah, it's excellent work. I mean, very high quality stuff.
Very high quality. Now, along the same lines, though, I'm thinking when it comes to diagnostics, we have discovered, sad to say, that the two-tiered testing approach of the ELISA test and the Western blot is not so accurate with diagnostics for Lyme disease. And some new diagnostic tests are being tried. Isn't that correct?
That's right. In fact, I think what we're going to see in the next year or two is a flood on the market of new, and they'll be touted as new and improved and more sensitive and specific diagnostic tests. Some of these tests, actually just a few, may have received some grant money from us. Others have not. It is going to be difficult to know, for the clinician to know how to choose which one is best. I think we're going to have to do our due diligence and figure out which one is, you know, which one or which ones are the best.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that, you know, research and diagnostic testing is an area that's so, so sorely needed with this illness, and different companies are trying hard. But as you said, who's to know what's going to be accurate or not?
That's right. Well, they're all hitting for a sensitivity and a specificity running about 90%. So we're hoping that is the case. Some of these tests are going to still be indirect tests, you know, testing antibodies against some type of surface protein. Some will be direct tests, where they actually test for fragments of the organism, or they will expose immune cells to the immune cells of the patient to a standard stock of Borrelia burgdorferi and see if they respond in a way that suggests that they have a memory to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will also indicate that there's a potential for an infection, an active infection.
Yes, and also I've heard of another test that's actually antigen-related, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, so there's a lot coming. And my hope is over the next 5 years that we actually narrow this thing down and it's not so much guesswork anymore. And also I'm thinking, Dr. Koutsouras, because there's much rumor that a new Lyme disease vaccination might be introduced to our public.
That's right. Baxter has been testing a vaccine in Europe, and it is not the Lymerix vaccine per se, but it is a vaccine against the same surface proteins on Borrelia, namely OspA and OspC, but modified so that any antibody formation will have no cross-reactivity with natural human tissue and give a patient receiving the vaccine any autoimmune or any side effects. If I understand correctly, it will be three shots, including a booster, perhaps on an annual or maybe every two-year basis. I'm not sure exactly, but I suspect that this vaccine will now start. They will start testing this vaccine soon in the United States.
So, you know, we have to wait and see, of course. The strains in Europe, I've been told, are a little milder than the strains that we have over here in the United States. So, kind of a wait-and-see project here, right?
Yes, right. Milder and in many ways different. They have a lot of neurological manifestations in Europe. They have Borrelia abzelii, Guarinii, they tend to almost give you a picture of, like, secondary syphilis with inflammation of the spinal cord, peripheral nerve. It's a very different disease. And
wow.
That's why sometimes you see European literature that says 2 weeks of doxycycline cured the patient, and they have brain inflammation. And, you know, you stop and look at it here in the United States and say, brain inflammation, well, neurological sequelae, usually you have to be treated with intravenous antibiotics here in the States. So they're dealing with a similar, you know, similar bacterium, but certainly a different species, different strain, different behavior altogether.
Wow. There's so much to learn. Dr. Koutsouras, you have been a tremendous guest for me. I'd love to have people visit your website. Could you tell the website for Lyme Research Alliance so people can learn more and get involved?
Absolutely. It's LymeResearchAlliance.org. And we have a very user-friendly website. You can scroll through everything about Lyme disease, about our research, all sorts of things, great photos, great pictures, all about our research, grant recipients, everything, anything and everything you need to know.
That's fabulous. You are a fantastic organization. I've admired you all for many, many years, and your fundraising work is tremendous. And now we've learned today about some of the different research work that you are supporting. So thank you, Dr. Koutsouras, for coming on Limelight Radio. And thank you also for working so hard for the population and for the world at large to help amend the suffering with this illness.
Well, it's my honor and pleasure and privilege as well. This has been incredibly rewarding.
Thank you so much. And audience, please visit LymeResearchAlliance.org for more information and news about this tremendous organization. And thank you, Dr. Koutsouras. And this is Katina Macharis with Limelight Radio. We'll see you again.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go
to my brother. And I say, brother, help me.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.